Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Alrighty, welcome back. So thanks for tuning in to Tip of the Week. And this week I'm going to cover with you guys really quick, a little bit of a produce hack, if you will. So I have been cleaning my produce with good old vinegar, white wine vinegar. Why does that not sound right? White vinegar for the longest time, for years. And I've always really liked it and it's always been great. Well, this week I went to the grocery store, got my produce, came home, washed my produce, and my vinegar was empty. I'm like, oh my gosh, rats. And so I remembered and I was so confused. I was like, my gosh, what am I going to clean my produce with? I don't like buying the really expensive produce cleaners. So I remembered that you can clean your produce with baking soda. And I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a go. So I grabbed come with me here for a second. I meant to grab it out of my pantry. So I grab, I always just put my produce in a really big bowl like this whenever I wash my produce. And so I just use baking soda. So I filled this with cold water, is really important, and about 2 tablespoons of baking soda. Now that might be dependent on how much produce you have to clean. I have a lot of produce to clean, so we go through a lot in our house. So I fill this about 3/4 of the way full, because you don't want to fill it to the top, because then once you put your produce in, it'll splash out, right? So it's about 3/4 full, 2 tablespoons of baking soda. And let me tell you, I was shocked about how well it cleaned my produce. I couldn't believe it. And like I said, I've always used vinegar. I don't know why I keep saying white wine vinegar, but I've always used distilled vinegar. That's what it is. And I always thought it did a great job. This last week, I'm actually going to post over here on the Facebook Live. I'm going to post in the thread the pictures that I took last night. So I was like, what? This is crazy. So if you're over here on the podcast, you can tune into the Facebook community. The link is in the show notes down below that you guys can click on it if you guys want to see the pictures. But I was just really surprised by that. So baking soda apparently is my new best friend of cleaning produce, because it really cleaned the crap out of it. So, I was very intrigued. I was like, well, how come I've never used this before? Like, why have I never thought about this? So I Googled it and researched a little bit more. And actually baking soda is the preferred thing. Oh, unless you want to use like a produce wash or just water, but I don't, I like to get it a little bit more clean. But that is the preferred way of cleaning produce, and it will actually clean, like the residue, chemicals, pesticides, dirt, frass, if you will, and any other material that you don't want on your produce, it will clean that and get that off of it by 66% to 98% more than just using like regular water. So, and I could definitely tell that in the bowl last night. So switching over in our house to baking soda when cleaning our produce. So again, like I said, though, I use a lot. So like last night I had apples, tomatoes, potatoes, broccoli, sugar snap peas. I'm trying to think what else. Celery, carrots. What else did we buy yesterday at the store? There was more than that, but strawberries. So I had a lot of stuff that I was cleaning. So that's why I filled it up 3/4 of the way and used 2 tablespoons, because I was going to be washing a lot. So if you're going to only be washing like 2 or 3 things, you might not need to fill it up that high and use that much baking soda. You might need to only fill it up like half or maybe a fourth, and use 1 teaspoon of baking soda. So just to use it depending on how much you're cleaning. And you can also change out the water too, because I noticed after I cleaned the strawberries and the celery, I was really shocked by how much was left in the bowl. I'm like, ew, that's kind of gross. But I only had my apples to clean that and my tomatoes. So I was like, I only have 2 more things left to clean, so I guess I'll just leave it. So, and another thing that when I was researching that I found really interesting is that it will actually harden the surfaces of like your apples, like your harder produce. So like your apples and, oh my gosh, it's too early to think, I think. Whatever, I don't know. Like those surfaces, it will keep it more crisp. Rather than like having it dull, you know how apples will sometimes get a little bit more dull or like they'll get softer. It will keep them a little bit more crisp, the baking soda. So I learned so much. So I wanted to share that with you guys this week on Tip of the Week because I was like just blown away by it. So there you go. Big bowl baking soda. That's all you need. Baking soda is like a dollar. I bought new actually yesterday too at the store. I think it was $1.66. So a super cheap way to clean your produce and make sure that you're eating clean produce and not anything with any residues left behind that you don't want to consume. So, all right, thanks for tuning in to Tip of the Week. That's what I wanted to share with you guys this week. Catch you next time. And just a reminder, if you are over here on the podcast, that you can check out the show notes and you can click on Facebook community and you can come over to the Facebook community again if you want to see those pictures and just see me sharing this Facebook Live, Tip of the Week live every single week. So, all right, I hope to see you there. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.